Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcasting in this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew 16, verse 13. And so after the Lord had dealt here with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were confederate together. Usually they're in opposition one to another. But they come together wanting a sign from the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus says, there's no sign but Jonah, who I believe they rejected. And then the disciples ask the Lord Jesus about, or a thing comes about that they believe that he doubts, they believe that he is asking them or telling them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees because they didn't bring any bread. They don't remember the two miracles of the 5,000 fed and the 4,000 men fed and the leftovers that were there. He says, beware of their doctrine, their teaching. Beware of their teaching, lest it creep in and defile. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, verse 13 of chapter 16 of Matthew, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? You know, and this is a question that everybody needs to be asked and to answer, is who do you say that the Son of Man is? And so the Lord starts off here and said, what do others say that the Son of Man, who I am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. That's, they believe that you're John the Baptist. You're continuing on in that ministry. Some say Elias or Elijah. Some say that you're Elijah come back down. Others say that you're Jeremiah. They see you as Jeremiah. And that's interesting. And others say, well, he's a prophet. He's one of the prophets that has come back. Again, the ministry of the Lord is so prolific, healing more than any other. There's no beauty in the Lord that he should be desired. And so it seems like there's even a lack of receiving the Lord even in his own person. They just got to think that he's someone else. And so it's very interesting that is that way. So some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Can't necessarily tell which one. So then that's what he asked the disciples who others are saying. And then he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? You know, and this is really the question, is the direct question to each and every individual. Who do you say that I am? And so I'd ask you that question today. Who do you say the Lord Jesus Christ is? I know that's not good English, but who is the Lord Jesus Christ to you? Not to us, but to you personally and individually. Who do you say that Jesus is? I love this, what Simon Peter answers. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, you're the Messiah, you're the Savior, you're the Redeemer that we need. You are the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, just like John said. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are God's son come down here to this earth. That's what Peter's answer was. Peter is not just declaring this as a point of fact, which it is, but Peter is telling what he believes personally. He says, you're my Savior, and you are the Son of God come down to be my Savior. You are mine and I am yours. You are my all in all. You are everything. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And this kind of flies in the face of modern day quote-unquote Christianity and soul winning and such as that. And we are to be a witness to souls, and we desire for souls to be saved. And the scripture says that the soul winner is wise. And so it's wise to take the gospel of the Lord and proclaim it unto sinners and pray that the Lord will take it and use it in their hearts. But hear what the Lord says here. Peter says, you are everything to me, and you are the Savior, and you are the Son of the living God. Come down here for me, and you have me. You've called me. And Jesus says, you're blessed, Simon. Simon Bar-Jonah, you are blessed indeed, because your mind and your mama and daddy and your family and your priest in the synagogue and your teachers and your youth, flesh and blood, they haven't revealed it unto you. They've not done it. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it unto you. And that's the truth. That's just the way that it is. Peter has been dealt with on a physical level by John the Baptist preaching, and then the testimony of John the Baptist. But Peter has been brought to a place by the Lord God Almighty with conviction, Holy Spirit conviction, to believe that the words that are spoken are true. And that is needed. It's not been revealed by a man. It's been revealed by God, by the Father. And so as we, the children of the Lord and children of the Lord and his churches, we need to fulfill the Great Commission and preach the gospel to every creature. We need to pray unto God that he would make it effectual and that he would reveal the Son unto those that are not saved. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, this blessing that you have, Simon, but my Father which is in heaven, verse 18, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter. And remember how when the Lord Jesus first saw Peter, he said, your name shall be Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. He said, thou art Peter, a stone. And upon this rock I will build my church. Not a little stone like you, Peter, but great bedrock and a majestic and powerful and solid rock will I build my church. And the gates of hell, the gates of death shall not prevail against it. The death of my saints won't cause my church to go out of existence. It will be here as long as I purpose for her to be here. And this is speaking in the institutional sense. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And who's he speaking to? He's speaking to the apostles. Because see, this starts off when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, so that's the context of who he's speaking. I will give unto thee, not unto Peter. Peter is not a pope. Peter is not the arch apostle. He is an apostle. He is a leader amongst the apostles. But unto the church that the Lord builds, he will give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys of the kingdom are being taken from Israel that had the oracle of God, the word of God, and they're being given by the Lord unto his church. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Authority, responsibility, a grave thing there of regarding mainly of church discipline. When a brother or sister in the church becomes wayward and publicly sinning, they need to be put out of the membership until repentance, that they might be brought back in. The way and the directive of a church under the leadership of the Lord and by the word of God, different decisions and different things will be made. And the Lord gives that authority, and he will not contradict that authority. If we take that authority and we use it wrong, we will suffer for it. But he will not contradict it. He gives authority unto his churches in this way, and having the keys of the kingdom. It is the Lord's church that has been given the commission to preach the gospel, baptize the believers, and teach the believers the all things to observe. All things commanded by our Lord. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Right now, don't tell anybody that I'm the Savior, I'm Messiah. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that he charges them not to tell? But there will come a time that they are to tell. Right now, it's the time of the Lord's ministry. The Lord's ministry is that which is speaking. As he told the Syrophoenician woman, it is his ministry that is speaking to the lost sheep of the tribe of Israel. That's who he's sent to. And his ministry, his word, his preaching, the testimony of the miracles, that we might know that he has the power on earth to forgive sins, that is the witness and the testimony for this time, the time here of this account in the scriptures. There will be a time that they will preach that he is Jesus the Christ. But right now, it's the Lord's ministry. If you're under the hearing of my voice and you're not saved, I pray that you would hear and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior that you need to wash away your sins and grant unto you everlasting life, that you might be rescued from hell and from sin and self and Satan and the world, and that you might be delivered by the Lord to live the rest of your time serving him and worshiping him. And then at the end of this life, the coming, the rapture of the saints by the Lord Jesus, whichever it be, that you would go on to be with him eternally, that you might be rescued, that you might be saved. That's our desire and our prayer for you. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.